I communicated with 115. Then before I cut it off, the Friday before Tuesday week, I went back to each one of them and said, is there damn one of you can give me any suggestion as to anything else I can do? I'm going to have to stop it. They came back, they couldn't. Then Tuesday, I called in the Congress. Then we got a little chirp from one of the little nations that said that they thought that some charge they fair thought that he might be able to do so-and-so going to Hanoi, but the plane didn't go until Tuesday. So I waited till it went Tuesday, and when it came back Thursday, why, it came back empty. Then they came in about Wednesday afternoon and said the Ho Chi wants to deliver a letter to the British urgent in Moscow. So I held the damn thing up another 3 days for that one. Then when that came, nothing. Now, we have never understood, Abe, why they were so dumb as to not dangle something to just keep us from tied down. But they just frankly told us they're not interested. And they think they've got this thing won, and they think they're going to win it in Washington. And I think that the trouble, we're having some trouble. I don't think we're ever going to get the people united and the senators. There's no way, if you look at the proposals that have been made, I have adopted 25 different proposals. Morris's big proposal has been United Nations. And Goldberg recommended against it. Utah recommended against it. The British recommended against it. Every friend we had recommended against it. And after I'd gone to every other country, I said, what damn harm can it do? Their recommendations are based on the fact that I would foreclose any other country if I went up there.
Mr. President, could I say, than they say about Geneva, I said, well, that basically there are co-chairmen at Geneva, and the president has said his willingness to go to Geneva, but he feels it's proper for the co-chairman to call
that's
the
right.
meeting.
That's all right. If you don't,
is that a way out?
That's right. If you don't get into the British, and don't mention
no,
them, because
I don't mention the British,
you see, that's good. Yeah, that's all right. That's
I'll
good.
Stay away from that.
That's good.
And also exchange of prisoners. You'll naturally be glad to exchange prisoners.
Well.
Would you?
We are trying to work out a satisfactory thing with them. Now, we are talking to them on that right this moment.
Yeah, but I won't tell them.
No.
But I say change of prison actually is a humanitarian. The president would be more than willing to discuss.
And I would not say the president told me this. I'd say I believe that the president feels this way. It's my view, so I wouldn't quote him directly.
No, I won't quote you directly.
Because, you see, Abe, there's a hell of a lot of difference between you and Hartke.
Yeah, well,
you're a former member of the Congress. You go about it the right way. You're a former member of the cabinet. You are a judicious and you are an international man. Now, Hartke writes a letter down here, and I just cannot get on the level with each one of them that has a new proposal each day. With you, it's a little bit different, and I have a little more respect. And I think what you have to say is, I believe this is the way the president feels. He calls me, and we had a long discussion, and I'm not going to quote him directly,
right.
But I believe this is his feeling.
Mr. President, I think in all fairness, NBC was the first to have this. I'll call Bob McCormick and give it to NBC first, that you called
That's
me.
Right.
And believe me, Mr. President, you've always had my respect.
I know that.
As long as I'm alive, you're still going to have it.
I know that. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Mr. President.
All right.